This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's election day. Donald Trump wants the winner of the presidential race to be declared just after the polls close tonight, but that may not be possible because of the time it takes to count millions of votes. Former President Trump rallied voters in battleground Michigan early this morning, saying, "This is it."
It's unbelievable. Think of it. This is it. This is the last one that we're going to have to do.
Vice President Harris says she thinks the momentum is on her side, saying last night in Pennsylvania,
"We are optimistic and we are excited about what we can do together."
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on this extraordinary race.
One GOP pollster says if you'd pitched this as a book ahead of time, nobody would have believed it. 2 years ago, Donald Trump sat at his Florida golf club. A twice impeached president voted out of office after a single term. At the same time, Kamala Harris was a once rising Democratic star, languishing as a low-profile presidential sidekick. Forget talk about her running for the White House. Some wondered if she should be replaced on the Biden ticket. Now, improbably, either Trump or Harris will win the nation's highest office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Control of Congress is at stake in this election, too. Races for the House and Senate. And just in case of any trouble ahead, police in Washington, D.C. are ramping up security in business districts all across the city. That strike by Boeing factory workers is ending. They voted to accept a new offer that includes a 38% pay hike over 4 years. And overseas, Ukraine says it has shelled some of those North Korean troops recently sent to help Russia fight Ukraine. That from a Ukrainian official this morning. This is AP News. Now to a Ford recall and an investigation.
U.S. auto safety regulators say they've determined the problem, which is linked to intake valves installed in certain Ford models. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the investigation into sudden engine failures covered more than 400,000 Ford Broncos, Edge, and Explorer models, along with the Lincoln Aviator and Nautilus. The problem was traced to intake valves that can fracture in the 2.7 and 3-liter turbocharged engines. Ford says the flaw is limited to valves made during a 5-month period. The companies issued a recall of some 91,000 of the vehicles, model years 2021 and 22, and is offering to replace the engine if needed, and is extending the warranty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.